Hello, this is Alice Knox, and I listened to your podcast. It was very good. I enjoyed it. But what you had mentioned on the show, whether anyone had tips about how to do audio, and I was listening to your processes there. Very interesting. And I thought I wanted to talk about a couple of things that I noticed about Podfix that really annoy me. Are processes that I think that everyone doesn't know about. One of the things I notice is that when you listen to commercial works like music and things, their volume is very, very high. If you look at them on something that shows the media, they spike, they go right up to the very top. And this kind of really loud sound is the norm. It's what TV shows have, it's what commercials have. But a lot of times when people do that kind of recording, things get clipped. When they have something that's really high sounding, a lot of the sound gets just broken off because it gets clipped because the very top high frequency sounds get ripped off because it's so high. There's not a lot of space for volume. And what I think that people should do, and is that they need to look at the work and see if they have bits that are clipped, and maybe reduce the volume a little bit on it. The way I do that, I use Audacity, and I would take a sample of sound, and you can look at it and see how high it is. And then if it's clipped, in Audacity will show a big red line. And when that happens, I'll go to the effects tag and I'll use amplify. Amplify, you may think, oh, it's going to make it louder, but you can also use amplify to make it quieter. I like to reduce it down a bit so that there's a little bit of air room, a little bit of gap in the volume so that it's not quite so loud. The clipping actually means the top of the waveform got cut off. So even when you reduce it with amplify, it's already damaged. It's really best to re-record that at a lower level, maybe turn your microphone down a little bit. Now, some people have the problem where they're talking really quietly and then they're talking really loudly, and so the dynamic range in the work is really loud. I mean, there's a big gap between the very quiet parts and the very loud parts. Well, if that happens in your work, that's what you can use the compressor for. I like to compress it like by 1.5 or by 2, and that makes it so that those loud and soft sounds are closer together. Now, what it'll actually do is it'll put everything up really, really high because its default is to sped it to the highest sound possible. So what I'll do afterwards is I'll go through and take that and use the amplify and shrink it down again. Another thing that really, really bothers me personally is when people overuse their noise filter. And now they have noise filters, and noise filters are very good. They're able to pull out the sound. But I find that it's much more comfortable if there's a very small, low-level sound in the background. It sounds much more natural to have a little bit of noise in it. And when somebody tries to cut out all the noise on something, then what I notice that happens is that it gets really tinny sound, and I don't like that tinny, tinny sound. Well, those are my thoughts, and good luck with the podcast.